verjamem v vse, česar se bojim. Novice, novice, novice. Na svetu, ki je razdeljen zaslon, po katerem poplesujejo marionete hladne stvarnosti, v fazi vselej znova povečane politične napetosti, v trenutku drugega velikega poka popačenega sistema, se moramo ovesti bodikave resnice, trpeče resnice, ki nepreklicno daje vedeti, da naravna selekcija ne odbira le opirajoč se na anatomijo. V divji lakomnosti se namreč polašča tudi polja vednosti. Oblaki se trgajo, obzorja izginjajo, kratkih besed nam strežejo s trdno jedrnimi stališči, ki se tu in tam berejo kot novice. Bilo je 1965. Bili so Malcolm X, Mary Poppins, Kingov tretji zapovrstni pohod, Vietnam in Marcos. Iza oken je divjala vojna. Čustveni poudarki so se razporedili na prava mesta. Družbeni univerzum se je pripel na to in ono intimno zgodbo. Bile so novice. Bilo je 1965, ko je spočeti usledilo rojstvo radijske postaje, ki je naklonjeno sprejela usodo govoričega časopisa. Časopisa, ki se poslužuje električnih impulzov, da bi vsako uro sporočil vesti. Zrno peska in nastala je zemlja. Kaj natanko določa ogrodje newyorškega orjaka 10-10 Winds? Z nami Lee Harris, glas, ki se je pri rosnih 13-ih prvič primaknil k mikrofonu. Mož, ki je kot radijski napovedovalec zorel v Phoenixu, St. Louisu in Chicagu, se nekoč kasneje prelevil v solastnika in direktorja Wisconsinske radijske postaje. In naposled okrajšal korak kot eno glavnih sider slovite frekvence 10-10 Winds.
We do broadcast the news 24 hours a day and have for about 45 years now. There's not much really in the way of discussion in that we don't have the newsmakers come in and expound at large about their positions. We try to do everything in a minute or under each story. So we more tell what happened and what might happen rather than go into a long detailed explanation of why it happened. If we can explain why it happened, we'll try to work that in, but it'll be in a relatively short form and a short period of time.
Če mitologija odgovarja zlasti na eksistencialna vprašanja, komu tedaj odgovarja novinarska skupnost? Javnemu interesu nemara?
I think that was the intent and certainly the way it was presented for a long time. I personally feel, having studied journalism at length, that it's always been about advocacy to one degree or another, that the journalist has always had some position that he or she wanted to get out to the public, sometimes for the benefit of the public, at least the perceived benefit, and sometimes the public has benefited from this, whether by accident or design. But the idea of the impartial journalist, I think, has always been sort of a canard.
You hear a whistling overhead. Zdi se, da sredstva za javnosti namenjena objavljanja sporočil svoje usluge že kar nagonsko ponujajo najzvestejšim odjemalcem. Tu postavim piko. Je razmislek, da novinarski prispevek postaja vse manj pomembno, mestoma celo brezpomembno netivo javne razprave utemeljen?
Well, going back to my own experience when I started in broadcast journalism, I felt that I knew everything simply because I had access to the news sources, the teletype back then. So I got to the teletype first, therefore I knew more than anybody who was listening. Of course, now there are so many sources of information, instant news available to the public. They don't have to wait for the radio or the television, and they certainly don't have to wait for the print newspaper to know what the broadcasters know. So there's a lot of competition, a lot of pressure, and some of the traditional journalists are reacting to it very badly. The other thing that's been exposed is that journalists traditionally, unless they were beat reporters in a particular area of expertise, often had no idea what they were talking about. And you're seeing that with the bloggers who are attorneys by profession talking about the law, scientists by profession talking about science and doing so knowledgeably, whereas a reporter would often be sent to cover a story or a topic with no real knowledge of it, and they just put together the story as best they could, sometimes with, you know, very many factual and conceptual errors.
Je vlažen piš med mrežja vzburkal tkivo informacij, jih zatorej napravil bolj uravnotežene.
On the whole, I'm inclined to agree. The problem is that, particularly as regards politics, there's an inclination to side with the people who side with you and read only them and not so much get the other side. This, however, has also been true of print journalism for a very long time. In America, the newspapers even used to say their political affiliation. You had the St. Louis Democrat and the such and such a place Republican. And so you knew what you were getting. Some of the papers made you guess. But I think now with the internet, if there is a political bias present in a newspaper, it becomes even more apparent by having competing sources of information.
Z Barackom Obamo na tronu, človekom, ki se skuša ogniti ideološke čistosti in toge pravovernosti, se je zgodil vse prej kot neznaten premik. Težišče politične razprave je neogibno zdrsnilo drugam. In pričakovanja javnosti?
I don't know if they expected it, but they're certainly getting it. He's definitely the first president, maybe since Kennedy, where the news media, by and large, I don't want to go so far as to say they're in erotic love with him, but it's pretty close to it. There's a very favorable position toward the president, the current president, especially in marked contrast to the previous president. And I think this has largely to do with two things. One, in the United States, the people who work in the news media, by and large, are of a liberal bent. That's the kind of person that the business attracts, especially, you know, since the Watergate era, where people who wanted to make a difference politically have been attracted to the news media. The other thing is, in some ways, he represents the hopes and aspirations of the generation of people who work in journalism, so they project a bit onto him in a way they certainly never did with President Bush, or to a much lesser extent with President Clinton than they do with President Obama.
Well, Mr. Obama makes it harder to caricature Americans as bloodthirsty imperialists, so something has indeed changed, has it not?
Well, if he is achieving that for us, then I think we all appreciate that.
Če je kalifornijski sen vsaj začasno odstavljen z ognja nedogorljive strastvenosti, sprhnilost državnih dohodkov priča o komaj čim drugem, v kakšnem ritmu vesla New York.
Well, I would say the California dream is still alive. It's just now in Nevada and Arizona and states neighboring California with different tax structures. I'd like to think that New York City and New York State are in slightly more capable financial hands than California. The city's finances are actually quite good, the state a little bit less so. I think this happens to all governments at one time or another. They spend more money than they have, and eventually they have to stop doing that.
Silvestrska brzojavka je 2008 proglasila za leto znosnosti. Na repu taistega minulega leta je nazadnje vendarle uskalila visoka postava, ki so ji mnogi pripoznali moč nositi krilatico pogum za spremembe. Na tem mestu uporabljena bombastična fraza gospoda Harrisa pusti nič manj kot ravnodušnega.
Well, we've all been taught that change is good. Whether, you know, it is or not, especially when it's vaguely defined. So that's an easy thing to sign onto. One of the worst things you can be is a person who refuses to change. So I think everybody is going to agree to change, whether they have any intention of doing so or not.
Pod lebdečim prštcem kratkotrajne ohladitve pobaram o nečim nadvse tukajšnjem, malo ne področnem. Če naj radijskega napovedovalca, tudi voditelja, gromovnica ne potegne pod vodo, še preden vas pordeči od sramu, katere odlike naj mu bodo lastne? Katera lastnost slovesno ustoličuje bravce, interprete radijskih poročil?
I think the job of a newscaster has maybe changed a bit, especially depending on the medium in which that newscaster works. I'll speak of my chosen field, radio. For a very long time, when we had no direct competition in the 24-hour-a-day news business, it was sufficient for us simply to read the news, sometimes verbatim as sent over by the news services. We wouldn't even rewrite it to make it more listenable. Now, with so much competition, I think radio and the other media as well need to differentiate themselves. Something that radio can do is present the news in a more human way, which is not use words that you wouldn't use in conversation. News-ease, as we call that. Acknowledge that you personally don't necessarily stand alone from the problem. I alluded to this before when I said if something is universally seen as annoying, maybe you want to sound a little annoyed with it so the people know that you're a human like them and not a robot. And so I think that's one of the evolutions that broadcasters need to make, that they sound a little more connected to the things that they're speaking about.
Albert Camus je nekoč zbodel v popek družbenega ustroja, ko je dejal, da država dosega natanko tisto kakovostno raven, kakor jo zmore njeno časopisje. Matematični točnosti zadevne izjave ni moč oporekati. Kakšno vlogo potem takem plešejo radijske postaje?
I find, having traveled the globe, that radio is quite similar everywhere you go, especially now that many countries that only had state-operated radio now have commercial radio. So this may cross the lines of international boundaries in that radio is a fairly universal medium. It's practiced very similarly everywhere you go. And it's, you know, with the exception of a few obvious countries, a relatively free medium, partly because it goes out over the air. It's not in print. You can't always bring somebody up on charges over what they said. So it may be the freest of all, the media.
Pekoče sonce naju ni motilo, o zatohlosti ne duha, ne sluha. Primerno je bilo opustiti misel na zlorabe sodobne politične govorice, zato sem povprašala po preizkušanju v strajnostnem poslušanju signalov, ki, kot vemo, režejo radijske valove. Lee Harris mi je zaupal.
I can spend quite a few hours listening to the radio, particularly if I'm in a car, if the person I am listening to is compelling. The best radio personality would be somebody who makes you sit in the car after you've reached home. You're sitting there with the motor running and the groceries melting because you want to find out what they're going to say. You're not willing to turn them off in mid-sentence. I have to give credit here. A friend of mine who is an international broadcast consultant uses that explanation all the time, that's the person who is really good at their craft, somebody who makes you sit in the car.
V pehanju za učinki, kot jih meri medijski trg in pripadajočimi materialnimi nagradami, poročanje neredko prevzema obliko šokantnih zračnih napadov. Katera magična formula odbija sovražnikov za let? V kakšni meri je frekvenca 10-10 winds svojska?
We don't have the pictures, I think. If we had them at our disposal, I don't know how different we would be. Certainly, and we have to take a little credit, I think 1010 Winds is the ground zero of the 24-hour news cycle. And I think the worst effect of the 24-hour news cycle is that things get rushed to the air before it's known that they are correct, with the understanding that if they're wrong, we'll tell you later.
Oh, I see.
Maybe. So that's the downside. The upside, of course, is people are much more informed about what's going on in the world. They have the information instantly, which in certain cases can be a life and death matter. Not that often. And so it's like everything else. Use in moderation.
Kdo utegne, če kdo, zasukati vesolno mnenje o velesili, ki je nekaj tega ostala brez predpone super?
Well, it seems to me that much of the global opinion of the United States is fostered by the opinion of the United States of itself, which comes via the media. So if the media is suddenly decided that the United States is a great place, now that we've had a change of management, then perhaps other people will begin to think so as well. I think for the last 8 years, you know, with or without justification, depending on the topic, the news coming out of the United States about how we conduct ourselves has been fairly negative, especially in media aimed at an international public, in part because it was perceived that that's what the international public wanted to hear. Here, with a different kind of president in many different ways, he looks different, he's from a very different background. There are even some in the United States who say he may not be from the United States. There's that rumor afloat. That would make him a different kind of president. And so, obviously, he's going to be perceived differently abroad.
Sta žezlo in krona v rokah človeka, ki zmore udejanjiti željo narodove odrešitve. Je sploh kdaj tako preprosto?
Well, having been on the planet for half a century now, approximately, I would advise people not to get their hopes up too high. He is one man. He may be transformative in I suspect, largely symbolic ways. He inherits the working machinery of a very large government that is in the midst of some very large commitments that he's already decided have to be kept in force. He wasn't willing, ready, or intending to, you know, dismantle everything that was going on prior to his administration. So some of these changes may be perceptual rather than actual.
Sintetično, zgoščeno, mimo bleščečih povrhnic sva koračila Lee Harris in Tjaša. Tonsko naju je vodil Božo. Intervju Radija Študent. Radio Študent. Znovo koncentrirano močjo sranja.